So let's get to the worst of the week. Oh man, Spike, man, when you had
on the same, hey, great minds think alike.
I'm telling you, man. And you guys were saying nobody's talking about Cam Ward. I think it's now time.
Why you want to talk about it now?
Because the 0-4, man.
And I
did watch that game, Lou, and I know it's not all on Cam Ward. They look awful as far as coaching, but you are the number one pick, man. And you know, he made one good play, and that was in the first quarter, and that was off a scramble. He ran down, pointed, hit the guy, and then that was it. But you know, I know he's not working with a lot. I know the plays look awful, but nevertheless, he's not. I don't like what I'm seeing, you know. And you had a great year last year. You're supposed to be a difference maker. You're supposed to come in there and show leadership. And I'm not criticizing him for what he said. I think that could be a form of leadership to maybe light a fire under the team. Like, bro, we are terrible. And I'm telling the world that we're terrible. And if you guys don't want to be terrible, let's not go out here and be terrible. But it starts with him. And as a number one quarterback that nobody's talking about, that's flying under the radar, he's not giving them a reason to talk about him. And I hope we get a chance to see more from him as the year goes on, but they got to do something. He has to do a little bit more than what he's doing. But I'm sorry, man. It's just not good. It's just not good enough.
It was a thing that was laughed about Ken in training camp, and they had to address it. And when you look at the games in this shit in the condensed ones, it sounds crazy, but he throws the ball too hard. Like the receivers were complaining.
What receivers you talking about?
I don't know their names. I know they said this because he commented on this in training camp. If you look at that, look at the condensed games, and look how he throw the ball. He ain't no touch on the ball, bro.
Bullet pass.
You gotta learn, like, everything is like a bullet pass. He gotta learn how to throw the ball. So I agree with Ken. Like, I see the potential there. He's good. I ain't saying that he's slow or anything like that, but he does need to learn how to put some touch on the ball.
The Texans are awful, and they couldn't do anything, bro. And that was a winnable game. It just fell apart.
It was close.
Yeah, and he had a bad interception, but it was kind of tipped. And to your point, Lou, that interception, he threw that ball so hard it bounced off the receiver's hand.
I'm asking, and knocked
the DB down. Nick, Cam Ward doesn't even know the name of his receivers.
That's what I'm saying.
He was in number 86.
We're talking about Mr. Bumfuck and brother who the fuck.
Catch, I'm mad at Calvin. Calvin really supposed to be helping him.
Bro, first of all, Calvin Ridley's only helping out the casino. He helping out Vegas more than anybody else. Bro, they got bum fucks at wide receiver, bro. I can give a fuck about their opinion. If this was A.J. Brown back when he was with the Titans, maybe I'll hear your point. But I ain't never trying to hear nobody who's getting paid or potentially getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars to catch a football and saying he throwing the ball too hard. Nigga, what was the last time you caught something?
Watch the game, bro. Because you're going to see throughout Bro, you're going to see throughout the game that things that should have been touch passes and him laying it right in there. He throw that motherfucker like 100 miles per hour, bro.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear
that. Yeah, you got to have control. Watch the game.
All I'm saying is watch the game. You have to, Nick.
And that's something that's going to come with time. He's going to get there.
If I pay you millions of dollars to catch a football, don't ever complain to me about throw it too hard.
No, if I'm standing right here next to you and you throw that motherfucker 100 miles per hour to my face mask, it's a problem.
Nick, that's the one reason that they talk about Matthew Stafford. When you hear a lot of receivers and a lot of quarterback, I mean, people talk about Matthew Stafford. They talk about how soft his passes are and how easy and catchable those passes are. So in saying that, Cam got to learn touch. He has to learn how to do that, and that's gonna come with time. It's gonna he's gonna get there.
It's obvious.
I thought y'all
when you watch him play, it's obvious.
But y'all let Justin Herbert off the hook. I thought that was gonna be your worst of the week, losing to the Giants without neighbors. That's who should have been.
We don't care.
Yeah, that's who should have been worse than me.
You know, Cam Ward been flying under the radar, bro, and it's time.
He's the number one pick, bro.
I was gonna say
number one pick.
I was gonna say, Sheldon Harbaugh can't win every game. He ain't going undefeated. No, you know what I'm saying?
But the Giants without neighbors,
hey, it was a good one. Luke came into the season said the Giants may have one of the best defenses in the NFL. It showed on Sunday.
It did.